The Heart of Africa is breaking. I'm Chris Lemke, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll explain why in a moment and share how you can help introduce redemption. And a ministry is uniting Christians and Muslims in the U.S. That story is coming up in just a couple of moments. But first, a new day dawns in Central African Republic as the country's first democratically elected president since 2013 takes office. Many of the nation's children, though, are still stuck in a nightmare. Over 100 minors have brought accusations of sexual abuse against UN peacekeepers in CAR.
It's not that common for people to really understand the suffering and agony that still exists in Africa.
Teach Beyond's Greg Durant says they're finally starting work in the country after nearly 3 years of civil war.
It's been really disruptive. We've lost a lot of money, actually. Plane tickets, you know, are no longer valid. And then meanwhile, the people that we're going to serve are writing back to us all kinds of heart-rending stories.
Only Christ can bring hope to the darkness. Pray for Teach Beyond as they bring his message to Central African Republic.
This is something only God's Holy Spirit can do. He brings a new birth.
On Africa's west coast, another flare-up of Ebola proves the problem isn't over. While it's no longer an international threat, nations like Liberia are still struggling to contain it. Global Aid Network is helping churches throughout the country respond in the name of Christ. They're committed to stay as long as it takes, but they'll need your help as well. Partner with Christians in Liberia through Global Aid Network at our website, missionnews.org. The first 7 years of life are vital to a child's brain development. However, UNICEF reports there are 87 million children whose first years are spent in conflict areas, causing extreme trauma. But Compassion International is trying to change this. Through child sponsorship programs and by sharing the gospel, Compassion offers hope for nearly 2 million children. And you can help. Stay tuned to learn more. In other news, this summer, Pioneers USA is helping offer the Summer Institute on Islam. It teaches Christians how to better serve their Muslim neighbors. But with everything in the media, it's good to start a conversation with a definition. Paul Martindale with Pioneers USA.
We begin looking at things like, what is Islam and who are Muslims?
Frankly, people are scared and unsure how to act around Muslims.
Muslims are wonderful, hospitable, family-loving, you know, generous people. They're individuals just like us, and we really need a good place to kind of shatter some of the prejudice, fear, preconceptions that we kind of unconsciously absorb.
It'll also help answer hard questions while teaching people how to better share the gospel. The Institute takes place June 16th through 24th at Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary. Want to register? Stay tuned to find out more. And finally, in a culture struggling to recognize the worth of women, India is an especially rough home for girls with disabilities. Jonathan Bolback of Help India Kids explains.
Girls in India are not highly valued. So a healthy girl not being valued, you can imagine that any girl who has any kind of a physical disability or an emotional one, they are even less valuable.
Poor families often abandon children with disabilities. But thanks to Help India Kids, those children don't have to face the world alone. The ministry was founded to answer the physical needs of destitute women and children and introduce them to Jesus. Bolback says the special needs ministry began soon after.
There were the ones who had disabilities. There were the ones who had special needs. And Pandita Ramabai, as the founder, she saw that. She said, well, they have value just as much as the next child.
Tune in tomorrow to hear how they are helping these children. We've also got stories about the challenges facing the Jesus people around the world and why they're refusing to be silent. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up is free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.